the School Success Formula with me, Lucy Parsons. In this episode, we're discussing why you are your habits and what that has to do with studying for GCSEs and A-levels. But first, I just wanted to share with you something that one of the new members of the Extraordinaries Club left on our weekly wins thread in the Facebook group associated with the club that's for members only. And she said, "My son, year 10, has been far more motivated generally this week after completing this week's module and deciding he would like to be a sports scientist. He has been coming home and completing his homework every evening. I am amazed and incredibly pleased. How long will it last?" Well, I'm so pleased for that family that working through the motivation module in the club has had that impact on them. The modules in the club work cumulatively to hopefully build up lots and lots of habits like that for the long term. And today we are talking about habits. And just to say that this coming week, we will be looking at habits specifically in the club, how to get rid of bad ones and how to form good ones in relation to your studies. So let's go to the content of what we're talking about today. Is your child struggling to adopt the habits of a good student, in inverted commas? Maybe they just don't seem to have the self-discipline or willpower to pack their bag every night, write down their homework so they actually know what they're supposed to be doing, or consistently incorporate revision into their lives. Well, last weekend, I was scrolling through Facebook when something a friend had shared with me jumped out at me, and I believe it answers the reason why willpower and self-discipline never lead to consistent habits. So let's talk about that. So what the book said, basically, is that your habits reflect your identity. And the book is called Atomic Habits by James Clear. And the quote that I saw read, "Over the long run, however, the real reason you fail to stick with habits is that your self-image gets in the way. This is why you can't get too attached to one version of your identity. Progress requires unlearning. Becoming the best version of yourself requires you to continuously edit your beliefs and to upgrade and expand your identity." This had such an impact on me that I immediately downloaded the book onto my Kindle and sat for 2 hours reading it. The passage struck me so hard because I've always had trouble with sticking to healthy eating habits. I'm a very disciplined person, but throughout my life, I found it really difficult to resist a piece of cake and often go out of my way to find one. In the instant that I read that quotation, I suddenly realised why I'd always found it so hard to eat healthily. It's because I've never self-identified as a healthy or slim person. If I just change my thinking around and ask myself whether eating that piece of cake is something that a healthy person would do, it will put the brakes on and help me make better choices. So what's this got to do with GCSE and A-level students? So it struck me that the difficulties I see with GCSE and A-level students adopting good study habits could come down to the fact that they don't self-identify as good students. Because in their minds, if they don't have this identity, taking on the habits associated with this identity isn't congruent. Basically, they don't fit together. They're experiencing something called cognitive dissonance, where their psychological conception of themselves clashes with the actions that they're taking or attempting to take. The easiest way to resolve this dissonance is to stop taking the actions that don't fit their self-defined personality. So when I was at school, when I started at secondary school, I desperately wanted to be a good student who consistently achieved the highest marks in the class. I've also always been one of those people who is very keen to follow the rules. I made two decisions. Firstly, I was always going to hand my homework in on time. and I was never going to get a detention. My 11-year-old brain believed that sticking to these two things would take me a very long way to being a good student. When students come to me who are disengaged from their studies and don't have an apparent motivation to do their homework and hand it in on time, get started with their revision, or get organised, they're basically young people who don't see themselves as someone who wants to be or can be academically successful. So I've got a couple of examples of this to share with you. And the first is around learning differences, making academic success harder. And this can be for numerous reasons. So for example, they've struggled through school because you know, it's hard for them to access learning. One young man who was a member of the Extraordinaries Club stands out to me as an example. He had ADHD and found organisation incredibly challenging. His school had a very strict sanction system so that even if he forgot his pen, he was given a detention and he really struggled to do homework and hand it in on time. Basically, this young man had been conditioned into believing that he was academically failing, and he wasn't being given anything to help him believe that he could succeed, so he was turned off school completely. By putting in systems, and systems are really habits, sequenced one after another, he was able to be more organised, get fewer detentions, and actually start to enjoy school, which made him see himself differently. So that's one category of students. Another category is what I affectionately call Xbox boys. and these are teenagers whose every spare thought is with their games console and for whom homework is simply an annoying distraction from their reason for living, which is gaming. These students see themselves as gamers. It's the identity they've adopted for themselves. If we're going to help them to become better students and reach their academic potential, we need to help them see their identities differently so that homework and revision is no longer an annoying distraction from their reason for being alive, but becomes something that fits with the way they see themselves. So ultimately, your actions flow from your identity. It is totally possible to change how you see yourself. I used to believe that physical activity wasn't for me, but I've learned to enjoy exercise and movement, and it is now firmly part of who I am, doing something active every single day. For the students that I work with, we need to help them to shift their identity and ask themselves, what would a good student do? A bit like how I'm now asking myself, what would a healthy person do? So I know this is often challenging for some families. So if you feel like you need more help with this, we can definitely help inside the Extraordinaries Club. We've got a whole module on habits, which we will be looking at in the coming week, if you're listening to this at the time that it is published. If not, that module, as well as all the others on organisation, time management, motivation, mindset and revision are all accessible to you at any time when you join the club. So if you feel like you need some help specifically with habits, but with any of those things, please do join the club, and you can take part in the habits module, which will come out on Saturday morning. You can come along to our weekly coaching call where we will be specifically focusing on habits and how to break bad ones and create new ones. So if you'd like to join the club, the link is in today's show notes or in the details if you're listening to this through the podcast app, or you can find out more about the club at www.theextraordinariesclub.com, and extraordinaries is spelt extraordinaries. So that's theextraordinariesclub.com. So I hope you found this episode useful and interesting. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.